Here's this week's installment of Such Is Life. That's the series of extracts we've been running over the past few weeks from the audio diary of David Gilbaugh. He's a former TV producer in Seattle who until recently was out of a job. He has one now, but he's still living in a homeless shelter and trying to cope.
Raimundo and Louise are talking Spanish. I don't understand Spanish, but I do understand when they're talking about me. I'm working alongside them as a prep cook in the kitchen at the Holiday Inn SeaTac, the airport in Seattle. I'm here because Chef Philip was willing to give a former top professional, unemployed for 2 years, a new chance to start at the bottom. Minimum wage, maximum opportunity. The kitchen handles breakfast, lunch, and dinner on the rotating penthouse dining floor, plus banquets and orders from room service in the lounge. So it's a great place to learn everything about high-volume cooking. I've sautéed vegetables, grilled meats, portioned chicken, battered fish, diced peppers, sliced tomatoes, seasoned ribs, assembled salads, made sandwiches, prepared sauces, and that's not even one day's work. Raimundo has worked here for 10 years. He also cooks at a fancy downtown seafood restaurant. He knows what he's doing. So does Louise. Me, I need help. I'm new at this. I ask a lot of questions. Raimundo and Louise show me how to do it right, but more importantly, how to do it fast. These guys are hard workers, and this is back-breaking work that makes you bone tired. After about 5 hours, my excited brain says, time to make the dinners. But my aching feet say, not a chance. We can't move. This is not the kind of brain-tiring professional work I used to do. Plus, I can't understand what Raimundo and Louise are saying, even when they're speaking English. Raimundo got tired of me asking him to repeat himself, so he took to just whistling and pouring. Well, sort of a whistle. He points to the potatoes. I guess I should quarter them. He points to the asparagus. I guess I'll blanch them. Communication of a sort. But as I said, I do know when they're talking about me. There's some Spanish, followed by some laughter, and then they're standing next to me asking where I got my expensive knives or good kitchen shoes. How much you pay for those? They think I'm a chef wannabe, with a privileged background and money for fancy equipment. They don't think I need this job as much as they do. Raimundo smugly asks where I live. I'm homeless, Raimundo. Not the answer he expected. Suddenly the laughing and the whistling stop. We understand each other. I'm David Gilbaugh, Such Is Life.
David Gilbaugh lives and now works in Seattle.